Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Some scientists work with China, but NASA won't, by Eric Kniller. Inside a sealed clean room near Toulouse, France, Maurice Sylvestre points out something called Supercam. Tall, with square-framed glasses, a corduroy jacket, and a full head of brown hair, he resembles a mid-1980s version of actor Michael Caine, if Caine were an astrophysicist and French. But right now, it's hard to catch the resemblance. Sylvestre is outfitted in Tyvek and hairnets, necessary to keep out dust, skin particles, and dirt that could mar the super-smooth surface of his device. Supercam sits underneath a ventilator hood, glimmering inside a golden metallic housing. The device is designed to scan the Martian surface with a camera, laser, and spectrometer in hopes of finding organic compounds that could be related to early life on Mars. In 2 years, this 12-pound, microwave oven-sized unit will blast off as part of the Mars 2020 mission, a spacecraft-lander-rover combo by NASA and its partners that will replace the long-serving Curiosity mission. Sylvestre is a planetary scientist at France's Institute for Research in Planetary Astronomy and deputy principal investigator for Supercam. But he's an international collaborator. Over the years, he's worked on missions to Saturn, the Moon, and Mars with NASA colleagues. Sylvestre's lab is currently building an instrument similar to Supercam that will fly to Mercury on the European-Japanese BepiColombo mission, as well as one called Eclair that is part of a joint French-Chinese satellite. Notably, that makes him one of a small number of planetary scientists who are working with China to boost their science, while doing his best to keep Western technology from getting pilfered. It's a tightrope that not everyone is willing to walk. "We are careful what we are doing," Sylvestre says. "We understand the security issues. We understand that we should be careful and not be too naive. But at the same time, I feel the idea of planetary exploration is for everyone." Working with both NASA and China may seem like a contradiction or even a conflict. The two superpowers are butting heads on trade, military, and cybersecurity issues. Congress has banned NASA officials and NASA money from going to China. That might be because of a recent history of Chinese espionage targeting U.S. military, aerospace, and technological secrets. But for this French scientist, it's better to understand what Chinese scientists are doing than keep them at arm's length. "We keep closed doors from the different projects," he says. "I'm not going to give them any technology of the Mars rovers." Yes, there is collaboration at the science level, but we try to do it in a very professional way. When they ask us questions, it's mostly about data. We don't talk about coding or nuts and bolts. Sylvestre is helping the Chinese Space Agency build a second-generation chemical sensing camera for its Mars mission, which will launch in 2020. That's a big year for the Red Planet, which will be visited by China along with missions from NASA, Europe, and the United Arab Emirates. "We cannot ignore that they are a major player in space," Sylvestre says about China. They want to explore the solar system in a more guided way. They decide on a target and they go for it. A small number of European and American planetary scientists are working with China. James W. Head III started his career in NASA's Apollo program. Since then, he has collaborated with both planetary geologists from the former Soviet Union and now China. We are interested in what they are doing. We want to know what they are finding out and how it affects us, says Head, a professor at Brown University and visiting professor at China's Wuhan University. While NASA prohibits any of its engineers or scientists from working with China, academic researchers like Head aren't under the same restrictions. Still, he says he's aware of the potential risks. In space science, there are cutting-edge technologies that are fertile ground for technology transfer issues. You can't be naive about it at all. China is a significant international competitor to us, he says. We would not be in a position that, to say that, I wouldn't want to read any of their papers because they are competitors. So Head invites both Chinese and Russian students to his lab at Brown. He's working with the Chinese on selecting landing sites for a moon lander mission called Chang'e 4, which launches later this year. China is filling a role in a niche that is scientifically important, he says. For them, the ultimate goal is to have astronauts on the moon. They are definitely moving in that direction. And if China is successful at returning samples from the lunar surface in the next year or two? Well, Head will be able to look at them, but his colleagues at NASA will not.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.